That's us. It's our first show, yo. Why not? Wow! But don't simmer down now, motherfuckers. We taking y'all to church. Like I said, man, Street Buzz Radio Podcast with the host you love to hate, Mr. Burnt Nichols. Today, then, bring nothing but that concrete of authentic network of fun. And you know you can't grow cotton on concrete, sucker. And pushing nothing but that raw shit to the industry. I told you we was laying in the rock. Now bringing back that bubbling up with that church doctrine. A community that rises as a whole. Of one body of an organization of Street Buzz Radio Podcast listeners and believers. Hold on, let me roll up my sleeves. Nigga, do you believe? Or nigga, do you believe? Yeah, I mean, it's the Dayton, the lowest ranking member in the church. I used to go to church every week with my mama. I'd be like, mama, what that man with the same suit sitting up in the front? She said, child, everything changed in that man's life but the suit. It's the Dayton. Yeah, them sweet potato and coconut pies, them pound cakes you used to like down in the bottom of the basement of the church. Know how to cut the ovens on. It wasn't ATL gas. It's the digging! Listen, you gotta do it even if nobody else believes in you. Look, I'm directed my way. No gangs, no cliques, no social promotion, no ball peddling, no dick riding. Oh, that's my friend ass nigga shit. Just some good dick, some good weed without the seed. Can a young brother like Eric Gardner breathe? It's the digging! Are you catching the Holy Spirit? Sitting at grandma's cake table telling her how you gonna get your life right. And she realized that you crazy.
Grandma! You got a lock on your door! Grandma! You got a lock on your door! It's the digging!
Yeah, let's get this collection plate score on the ground. If this monkey was here, be remixed. Dropping nickels.
Please don't drop
nickels. Yeah. Every congregation uphill battle is to raise money to keep the congregation going. And everything now is digital. So you can cash at me at $BURNTNICKELC. That's Burnt Nichols. And like my boy Tori used to say, don't forget the C. And when you find nickels, in the center of the earth, so I'm the center of everything. And the digging won't kick a verse unless the ushers with the tight skirts clap first.
Yes, let's get some claps up in here for the ushers with the tight skirts. Yes, yes. I love you, ladies. Love you, ladies. See y'all after the service.
Yeah, the ushers don't get enough recognition.
No, not at all.
I don't mean to interrupt you, ladies, with you know what I heard, girl, discussions. But right now, it's the Street Buzz Radio Church Doer segment.
Where you pick a church doer that's fashionable and active in the community and using their spirituality to better themselves in the world in which they live in today. And one of those particulars in mind on the Street Buzz Radio Instagram news feed is that chick Fifi, a beautiful church doer, may I say.
Can I get a wow from the congregation?
Yes, yes, yes. God don't like I do. That's why I keep it cute. But I will say, I will fuck a bad bitch because she ugly. That Street Buzz Radio for you, baby.
Listen, girl, don't be coming up in here with your club outfit.
Don't be coming in here just to say you just came from Blessing, from club to Blessing to church. I'm telling you, in this song, you ain't right. Listen, if you ever come up in here with your cousin's coat on, with your auntie's church hat, with your sister's shoes on, we ain't gonna have this church segment no more. You know what I mean? So let's give a thanks for the lovely Fifi. You know what I mean? For the beautiful fashion, the spiritual church segment.
Hey, you guys say, we don't have this no more. You done mess up my whole good house, man. I was up. I was in the spirit. Yeah. Anyway,
shut it on. That's for hush your mouth. Though I was talking in tongue.
Imagine a kid watching time on the clock.
Yeah, every time my mom's gonna pick me up at 6 o'clock from the babysitter.
Damn.
I ended up in jail. At the end of the day.
Always ended up at a funeral.
Shut up.
Yeah, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock. Like, I don't think this was kosher for a kid to be going through at that fucking age, man. I done seen so many fucking dead bodies through the fucking babysitter than my fucking own. It's the same. Just like, as soon as I'm just pissed at 6 o'clock. Damn.
North the church. And then the part out the Bible that probably made me a good actor. Or, you know what I mean, somebody to remember verses. Because every time I went, you know, I'm just here for the first day. I'm not here, you know, I'm here with the babysitter. I'm not going to be here Sunday. It'd be an Easter extravaganza, Christmas extravaganza. And here they give a nigga a book long.
I'd be like, yo, hold up. How do they know that I can do this? I didn't even know I could do this. It was the challenge for me.
And I go home and be like, yo, I have to do an Easter service, poem or Easter or Christmas. Didn't matter. I just knew I was stuck and had to remember this book long ass. Whether it was a play, whether it was something out the Bible or first, something
lowest ranking.
The thing is,
why not?
A no-brainer.
Yeah, man.
But I had to learn it. And I come up in there and bust it out. You know what I mean? Just bust it out. You know what I mean? Gotta quit with it. But yeah, man. It's crazy, man. That's 6 o'clock. Oh.
Miss Fisher. Miss Fisher and Mr. Fisher. She was the super and she was the baby. She know there's some bullshit, you know? That 6 o'clock, she'll come out with that church hat.
Fly clothes where you go to church. Green leaf in them streets.
Rags
in them street dogs and cats they used to keep.
You know what I mean?
Rags the riches. Because they had the basement.
The bottom.
You know I mean, but their apartment was on the second floor, plus there was a super building. You know what I mean? For those who know me, y'all know what I'm talking about.
The bottom.
But y'all gonna get to know me, man. Y'all gonna get to know me because y'all gonna be tuning in more. You know what I mean? And we just gonna be pushing that raw, authentic, you know what I mean? Like I said, that concrete street flavor, man. You know what I mean?
It's the thing at the bottom.
And where you find God's people at the bottom. And where Street Buzz Radio Podcast reporting live from the bottom of the Empire State Building. Where you find God's people at. That's what's up at the bottom.
Yeah, I was just thinking, you know, I woke up this morning, you know what I mean, just to get prepared for this interview I'm about to, you know what I mean, bring to my Street Buzz Radio Podcast listeners, you know what I mean, as an actor, you know, you have to get prepared for these types of things, you know what I mean, you just can't go on until you got to prepare, you know what I mean, so I woke up prepared, took a shower, you know what I mean, looked in the mirror, you know what I mean, asked the mirror who's the greatest person on earth. Earth. They say, you, Mr. Brown Nichols, you. But I hate your ass.
It's the thing!
But, you know, to get prepared. So I got prepared, turn on the office, you know what I mean? Got to prepare, turn on the mics, you know what I mean? Just been preparing all day, you know what I mean? Heard from beginning to end how this shit is going down, man. We taking you to church, you know what I mean? But I'm going to get a prayer, you know what I mean? Before I bring on this next interview, you know what I mean? Just want to prepare for it. Like I said, as an actor, you got to prepare for it. You just can't go, you know, you go play a crackhead. Maybe you got to go smoke crack. I don't know. You know what I mean? Just to just see the depths of the character. What Samuel Jackson did. You know what I mean? What Halle Berry did to go play crackheads. You know what I mean? I don't know. You know what I mean? Let's find out. Let's buzz right into it. You know what I mean? Shall we? You know what I mean? But let's go get a prayer. You know what I mean? For somebody. Let's go. Let's call somebody and see if we can get a prayer going on. You know what I mean? For the first show, for the first party. You know what I mean? So we can get into this interview. Like I said, I jumped out the shower. You know what I mean? Turned on the component. You know what I mean? To prepare. Because I'm going to prepare for the show. I'm going to get, you know what I mean? Real in depths with it. You know what I mean? Like my boy Royce Johnson, man, he's doing big things. He was just on, you know what I mean, 50 Cent for Life, you know what I mean, on ABC, you know what I mean, doing his big thing, you know what I mean? He's been all over the place, man. Go check him out, you know what I mean, on Instagram, Royce Johnson, Google him, you know what I mean? The Punisher, Daredevil, you know what I mean, the Marvel series, you know what I mean, just doing big things, man. You know what I mean? But like I said, like him, he had, yeah. And then he was also in American Gangster. That's where I met him at. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Yeah, that's cool. But, you know, you got to prepare for these things. So I had to prepare. You know what I mean? So, like I said, I jumped out the shower. You know what I mean? And just turned on the component and had to get prepared for this church sermon. You know what I mean? This new podcast that's live in the streets, this new episode, this new interview I'm about to bring. I want to prepare for it. I'm going to get it into the, you know what I mean? So, you know, let's call somebody. Let's get on this prayer dial. You know what I mean? Street Buzz Radio Podcast. We taking you to church.
Sister,
I need a prayer from you. I need a prayer from you. I need a prayer for the Street Buzz Radio Podcast. I need a prayer from you. You know what I mean? This is our first podcast. This is our first episode. You know what I mean? We want to wake up the spirits to our listeners and to our believers.
Now.
We can't get a prayer from you?
God bless you.
That's it. We need a strong prayer, sister. Because I remember one time, real quick. I was in the church, right? Church Chronicles, Street Buzz Chronicle, real quick, right? And this lady was in the, she was in the church. She had a real Caribbean voice, right? And the pastor was giving her... No, but bless it. The pastor was giving a strong sermon, and the Caribbean lady felt it, right? And three times strong, she said, "Fuck it! Fuck it! Fuck it!" Right? So everybody turned around, right? And they looked. So you know how that church chuckle? I did a church chuckle. Like, funny shit. You never know. Like, them old ladies gave a church chuckle. You get what I'm saying? You never know if she laughing at the good wisdom or she laughing at you because the spirits is getting at your ass. Like, yo, listen though, right? So, but the thing was, she didn't say fuck it. Yo, but listen, she didn't say fuck it. What she said was talk it. She said talk it, talk it. But people thought she said fuck it. You know what I mean? So before you leave, give us a Street Buzz Radio Podcast prayer. Go ahead. Take us out. Give us a Street Buzz Radio Podcast prayer. Go ahead. My head is down. My eyes is closed. Go ahead. My eyes is closed. Damn. That Street Buzz. It's the thinking. Hey, hang up on you. I don't think I'll hang up on you. Shit. Let's call somebody else. I'm in the spirit. This is fun. Yeah, Street Buzz Radio Podcast, Church Confessions. You got a church confession? I got a church confession. You know what I mean? Yo, one time, mama, right? I used to go to church, right? And I used to take your $3 to $5 that's supposed to go in the confession plate, and I would take the money and go to 9 West Gambling Spot for the whole hour and play Miss Pac-Man and Androids. And it was time to come back home. You would ask me what have I learned. The things I remembered was the things that when Miss Fisher, the babysitter, church, when you didn't pick me up at 6 o'clock, those were those verses. That's Street Buzz Radio Podcast Confessions. Shit, let me get myself together. Well, sister, I just wanted to prepare. I was trying to prepare. This is what I'm doing. I'm preparing for my next show, right? The interview. You know what I mean? By the Dr. Minister of Amon Prince of the Amen Institute. You know, he presents the love science of the naked church. So what I did to prepare, you know, as an actor, I said, yo, listen, let me, you know, wake up this morning, you know, and take a shower. You know what I mean? So all morning I've been putting this podcast together, you know what I mean, all the commercials and everything, and I've been doing it butt naked, you know what I mean, ass naked, balls drop, you know what I mean, balls hanging, you know what I mean. It's a little chilly in here, man. It's the first day of spring, but it's a little chilly, you know what I mean. So I just want to, you know what I mean, get into the zone as an actor, you know what I mean, because I want to see what this guy's talking about with this naked truth, you know what I mean. So this is going to be very interesting, you know what I mean. But yeah, so I want to go into the next clip, you know what I mean, of, you know, what he's talking about. Let's buzz right into it, shall we?
Welcome back to another sermon of Naked Church. I am the Prince, your Prince, Amon Prince, the Doc to the minister. And why do we do Nick in church? Not because it's a gimmick, but because it's the natural way of life. We are supposed to be nude. Our skin is our clothing. They take this away from us in order to disconnect us from our true essence, our sexuality, our comfortability with our sexuality, and thereby our connection to the Most High, the Creative, the Source, what people call God, and many other names, Buddha, Allah, and a host of others. Dios. I want to talk to you about why. First of all, how everybody doing? Let me invite a few people. How y'all feel about me inviting a few people? Y'all like it? Cool. I like it too.
So that's what the Naked Church is about, y'all. So we're gonna take a quick commercial break, man. Come back with the doctor, the minister, the author. Yeah, writing non-fictional books on advanced metaphysics. And he got a book out now, man. When we come back, we're gonna get into that urban science fictional drama book that he got out, man, surfacing, man. So yo, with the Dr. Minister Vermont Prince of the Ottoman Naked Church. It's the truth.
Okay, church chuckles.
Wow!
The original DJ Spice Knife from the Bronx. Y'all hate that dude, man. What do they call him anyway? Burnt Knuckles? Man, forget about that dude, man. This is Street Buzz Radio. Get it. This is where it's at. Holler.
Yeah. This is Big Fred from BX. All the way over here by Tremont University, Montgomery, Andrews, McCombs, Graham, Davidson. I'm here. I represent all parts of the Bronx. That's what's up, y'all.
Street Buzz Radio. The host you love, the hate is expecting you.
Oh shit, meet the boss Nico. Oh shit.
Let it flow. Up to my flow. I can't stand him. It flows back to you. The Buzz Show. Soon we'll be making new episodes. The Buzz Show promises something for everyone. Set of cars, here's the buzz on a mindset of street rolling, man. And buzz won't hurt anyone. It's an open air on a dirty earphone.
Back on my butt!
It's Buzz! C-Buzz Radio Podcast, baby. You already know what it is. It's the Bird Next to Ocean Love Day.
Let's buzz right into it, shall we?